We're talking now with Rob LaRue. Rob, of course, the president of the National Farmers Union. And Rob, you wrapped up a few days of touring parts of the state of Oklahoma with AFR/OFU. Had the chance to see a variety of agriculture enterprises and talked to quite a few producers along the way. Maybe give us your impressions of what you saw, heard, and were able to discuss.
Well, I had a phenomenal week, actually, in Oklahoma. You know, for somebody who, like myself, who knew a little bit about Oklahoma agriculture, but not in any great deal detail, AFR's kind of tour of the state really showed off the diversity, not only in the geography and the challenges and the style of agriculture that Oklahoma has, but really also the diversity in the crops and the livestock and style of agriculture. It just is an incredibly rich and diverse state from, you know, western Oklahoma up into kind of north and then northeast. There's plenty of more of the state that I want to see, but I had a really great tour all across the state.
I know you had the chance along the way to see and talk to quite a few producers about some of the current issues that are really important. What are some highlights of some of the things you you had the chance to talk about with Oklahomans?
Well, I tell you, probably one of the biggest things that was on the minds of farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma, and we talked about this the other night, but this is the really just the overwhelming concentration and control that the packers have within the beef industry. And for ranchers out there, they know well the challenges that they have in that marketplace, the lack of transparency, and, you know, the effect that that has on the price that they receive, you know, is pretty staggering. I think, you know, if there is a couple of really positive things coming out of that, is that it seems to be getting a little bit more renewed attention, not only by ranchers, but also by consumers, because they've seen those challenges in the grocery store where meat hasn't sometimes either been available, or if it is, prices are outrageously high, and we know that those prices are not being received by the farmers themselves. So, you know, I think that's a positive thing, but the other thing that was really encouraging, you know, particularly in Oklahoma, was the fact that ranchers are taking this issue on, you know, pretty seriously now, and AFR is, I'm proud to say, is one of the leaders here, where they are working with the state to develop a program, as you know, to make it easier for consumers to get Oklahoma beef. There's just too little capacity in some ways, though, for that to grow hugely, but ranchers are stepping up there, too, and AFR took me around to see some of the new greater capacity in some of the local lockers and smaller processing plants where they're trying to make it, again, easier for folks to be able to get beef processed. That gives ranchers more options and consumers as well. So a lot of really good things going on. It doesn't mean that the challenges aren't existing but are going to continue, but there's movement in the right direction.
There are several pieces of legislation that are out there that might have a slight chance of being included in any sort of a stimulus package if we have one in the lame duck. The Price Act, the proposal regarding transparency from Senator Fisher of Nebraska and others. Anything in particular that NFU has a particular interest in?
Yeah, so National Farmers Union, along with AFR and OFU, have really been supporting a number of these bills. We're encouraged. We've been pushing legislators to introduce legislation that would bring more transparency to the marketplace, actually kind of increase, if you will, the cash market so that farmers had a better idea of what the prices really are out there. The other pieces of legislation that they're working on are ones that would help these smaller processing facilities do a couple things. First of all, increase their capacity, but also for processing plants that are either custom, so that they can just sell directly, you know, work with ranchers directly, or those that are state inspected can raise their inspection level so that they have the ability to sell that product in more markets.
In regard to a potential stimulus package, there's been kind of an off-again, on-again type of conversation between the majority leader, Mr. McConnell, and Ms. Pelosi. Do you see any opportunity to get that done here during this lame duck?
Well, I think, we're always looking. It seems in recent years, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about Republicans or Democrats. Our chances for getting bipartisanship always seems a real struggle, and it continues, I think, today. I think one of the challenges, in spite of the need for additional help out there, and I know that the House of Representatives in Congress is continuing to push for it, but we know that there are still outstanding questions from this recent election on the Senate and who is going to control the Senate. And so I think that is going to take a lot of energy out of Congress right now and redirect it to these two runoff races that are in Georgia, which are going to determine which party controls the Senate. So my fear is that that is going to be a distraction from the more immediate issues. And so I think it's possible that we're going to get our budget actually wrapped up by the end of the year in this lame duck session. But to what extent we actually are able to get some of the more stimulus help in there and some of the legislation that we were just talking about, I'm a little less hopeful, quite frankly. That may be more on the agenda into the new year.
No, we talked about this earlier when we had the chance to sit down in El Reno. But any further developments as far as working with the potential Biden administration, the transition team for Vice President Biden?
Yeah. So the President-elect Biden's transition work is going on right now. And regardless of who it would be, we would be right in there talking to them. And so we are doing that, making sure that farmers not only have a seat at the table as they talk through transition that's going to affect them. That could be everything from EPA, obviously USDA. But we're taking a lot of the messages that I've been hearing in Oklahoma this past week with AFR President Scott Blumenbaugh and, all the farmers and ranchers that I heard from, making sure that that message is, are getting into this new administration. Certainly, there's ongoing and continuing talk about who President-elect Biden's choice for agriculture secretary is going to be. Again, we're talking with a number of those candidates. We have former Senator Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota. You also have a couple of congressmen who are currently on the Agriculture Committee who are being given some consideration here. But I think regardless of who it is, from our perspective, from Farmers Union's perspective, it's about making sure that they understand what the real issues are out there, not only with farmers and ranchers, but because they are also members of these rural communities, there are a lot of challenges out there, and we need to make sure that Washington fully understands those.
Rob, finally, wanted to have the chance to talk to you a little bit about the transition team that's been appointed by the transition committee for Vice President Biden. Do you know the lead on that, Robert Bonney?
Yeah, so Robert Bonney is someone that has been working, in a lot of different capacities over the years. I have a very good relationship with a lot of the folks that are actually on that transition team. I think there's the positive thing there is that they're very pragmatic people. They are not idealist or looking for, dramatic shifts. They understand, the issues that are out there. I think the real trick is going to be as they fill out a lot of positions, it's going to make sure that we keep that kind of pragmatic and really practical common sense approach for all of these positions. And, sometimes people focus on just the Secretary of Ag, but it is really there's a lot of those key positions, because it's everything from who's going to head up Packers and Stockyards Act, for example. There's a whole bunch of those positions, including, as we know, positions that are going to be based in Oklahoma. And so AFR and President Bluebaugh and others are going to be working to make sure that Oklahoma farmers and ranchers are well served by whoever they get into those positions.
Thank you, Rob. Rob LaRue, the president of the National Farmers Union. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.